Today's Av's Maseches Shkalim, Daf Chaf Beis, Baruch Hashem, we've made it to arrive at the Siyum of Maseches Shkalim. Mazel Tov, wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for joining in the daily learning. Hashem should bless us with the Schus to complete the next Masechta, Masechta Yoma. The final Mishnah of our Masechet reminds us of the sobering fact that we are not able to fulfill so many mitzvos in the Torah that only apply or only fully applicable when we have a base in Mikdash. The Mishnah says, Hashkalim ubikurim eina nogim ifnei abayis. We do not bring the shkalim or the bikurim without the presence of the base of Mikdash, without the full purpose of the Machzor Shekel. We can't really use the Machzor Shekel for the reason why the Torah said, being available to us, the requirement to contribute this has all but lost its meaning. Meheri Yibanei Mikdash, it will kick back into place. And the Mishnah does say that if one dedicated a Machzor Shekel to the base of Mikdash, even today, it could become hektish, it could become sanctified and dedicated to that purpose. Nevertheless, it cannot serve its intended purpose. At the same time, the Poskim instituted a minhag of Zecher L'Machatis HaShekel, first mentioned by the Mordechai and then brought down by the Rama. In Hilchos Purim, Simen Taf Reish Tzarich Dal Tziv Aleph. Yesh Omrim, says the Rama, Sheyesh Li Ten Kodem Purim. Person should give right before Purim, Machatis Min HaMadbea, HaKavua Be'oso Makom, should give a half of the coin that is established in that place, wherever that is in the world, over Osa Hazman, and at that time, so it's a fluctuating amount. Zeicher l'machzis shekel shayu nosim ba'adar. We are commemorating that contribution that was given at that time in the month of Adar, ahead of the beginning of the new year in Nisan. The Rama continues that the appropriate and recommended time for this giving is by Mincha on the fast of Esther, in the afternoon, the fast of Esther, Tanis Esther, likely, based on our Mishnah, when one gives this amount, one should say, Zeicher l'machatzis shekel, and not actually l'machatzis shekel, to make sure that it's only a commemoration of a practice which we once had, to avoid designating the money for Hektesh by accident. In fact, I saw brought down by Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, the founder of the organization Machon HaMikdash, where they're building and creating and fashioning the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, anticipating the rebuilding speedily in our days. He said that Bizman Hazeh, this contribution has renewed its importance, and perhaps it even becomes on a Torah level. We got back Yerushalayim after 1967. We have the ability to begin the process of building the Beis HaMikdash. So the contribution of Machzis Shekel, Zegel Machzis Shekel, perhaps takes on an even more important light in contemporary times. The modern equivalent of the value of Machzis Shekel is not a fixed amount, you mentioned, fluctuates based on the value of gold. For example, in Eretz Yisrael, just before Purim, Tashim Pei Aleph, the Rishon LeZion, Rav Yitzhak Yosef, announced that the Machzis Shekel amount in Eretz Yisrael, based on the current value of a gram of pure gold, multiplied by 9, this being the equivalent of the Machzis Shekel, came out to approximately 26 shkalim. And now, for our 3 takeaways from this beautiful Masechet Shkalim. First, although the daily service in the Beis HaMikdash was performed by a select group of leaders, the Kohanim, the Levim, and so on, the project of upkeep, beautification, and operation of the Beis HaMikdash required the participation of all of Am Yisrael. The Korban HaSibur, these public offerings, communal offerings, could not come from individual funds. They had to be tied to the contributions of the Machzis Shekel given by everyone. And this brings me to the second point. Do the right thing, even when you will gain no recognition. This whole Masechet is about being part of something greater than yourself, not for your own kavod, not for your own honor, but for kavod shemayim. We dafka gave this coin in the midbar, in the beginning, in the early days, as a way to count Jews, because we don't single people out and give them a plaque. We do it because we're part of a holy pursuit of something much greater. And finally, the last point, the learning of Masechet Shkalim and other Masechtos dealing with the service in the Beis HaMikdash, as we explained in an introduction, perhaps that's the whole goal of why we brought in Shkalim into the learning of the Daf Yomi in our introduction, helps us plug into the Tzipis of Yeshua, anticipating the Geula to yearn and reignite our desire for a full return to Tzion with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Meher v'yameinu, Masechet Shkalim, Hadron Halach, Masechet Shkalim, v'Hadron Chalan. We will return to you, Masechet Shkalim, and you will return to us. Mazel Tov.